Hi, this is Kyle Bauer from Houston at Commodity Classic, and I get a chance to visit with a Kansan when I'm in Texas. That he's a chairman of the National Sorghum Producers, but he's from our listening area. He's from Wellington, Craig Meeker. Craig, tell us just a little bit about your farm in the Wellington area.
I'm lucky enough to get to farm with my parents, my mom and my dad, and my wife and three children. And I'm the sixth generation to get to farm my family's farm there in Sumner County.
So what crops do you raise?
We raise sorghum, wheat, corn, soybeans, cotton, cattle, and the most important crop that we raise is our children.
Exactly. So what caused you to invest the time in getting involved with the sorghum producers?
You know, I saw an opportunity when I went through the leadership sorghum program. I saw an opportunity to get involved. I saw how much... what the importance was of being actively involved in the policy and the things that come back to the farm gate is something I enjoy, something I wanted to do, and there are people that have done it before me, and I thought it was my time to get involved and make a difference.
Now, there's actually four different organizations that you kind of alluded to there. Can you explain the difference between the checkoff organizations and the farmer organizations?
Yeah, the checkoff organizations, we work very closely. They're kind of a sister or brother organization of ours, but we work very closely with them. They do research and development, market development. They do a lot of things. It's based on research. None of their dollars can be used for lobbying because it is essentially a tax on the grain that you grow as a producer. We, however, are a dues-paid membership, and so the dollars that you send us as a dues-paying member of National Sorghum Producers or Kansas Sorghum Growers Association allows us to make a difference on Capitol Hill, whether that be in Washington, D.C., or whether that be in Topeka, Kansas, for the Kansas listeners.
In the last, I'll say, 10 years or less, the market has pretty much been set by exports, whether it be China or other places. You just got back from India.
Yeah, you know, export is a huge opportunity for sorghum. There's the reason, the exports are the reason why we have a positive basis over corn in most places in the state of Kansas right now. Exporting is an incredible opportunity, and we have to work very diligently to make sure we have export markets open for you growers to have a market to sell into. We not only spend time dating our wife, so to speak, with China, we've sent several trade missions over the last 12 months to China, making sure we're working with the government, making sure we're working with end users in China, that they still demand our high-quality grain sorghum that's grown in Kansas and in the United States. But we also see the opportunities that are coming at us, and we want opportunities. We don't want all of our eggs in one basket. We want to make sure that we have opportunities for producers that aren't just China. And so, as you said, I did get back from India, and 1.4 billion people is real when you come from a small town like Mayfield, Kansas. Saw more people on one street than I had probably ever seen in my life, honestly. But it's a tremendous opportunity for us. Their feed market is growing at a high clip every year. Their ethanol industry is growing at a high clip, and they are hungry for grain. They have a GM ban, and so our crop fits very, very well into that. We have a few issues that we're working through to make sure that we can get sorghum into India, and that's the impetus of the trip and making sure that we do a really good job for the farmers in the United States and especially in Kansas.
That is Craig Meeker. He is chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.